Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody doing today? My name's Amanda Webb here, and I want to introduce to you guys this really awesome story that needs to be funded on this movie project. This guy has a GoFundMe page instead of Indiegogo or any others to try and fund this movie. He's an actor, director, producer, and writer, and a screenwriter to top it all off, and is always ready to work, and is needing to be hired if you guys need an awesome screenwriter. His name is Elijah Carley, E-L-I-J-A-H-C-A-R-L-I. And he is a former personal assistant at RebuildIllinois.org, former video representative and editor for the county that he lives in. And so he has done so much lately. So he has this new film called Tennessee Whiskey at GoFundMe.com. And the goal for it is $18,500. I'm sure once he gets more A-list or other people that the budget may go up some. But basically, it's the making of the movie is created the beautiful story of life's journey as Elijah developed a relationship with a woman he met online in this larger-than-life drama based on the true story. You'll see the story of one man and his willpower to fight for the woman he loves in this drama. He goes from dating to, who knows, marriage maybe. So basically, to make it your reality and show the world how love holds no bounds, we're asking contributions to cover the cost of making and marketing this short film to feature. It's in pre-production with the plan begin filming this month to a course of a year or two. We have set our asking price at 15 grand. We've received some contributions already, but both voluntary work and little to no pay at all. We would at least ideally want 1,000 people to contribute at least $20 or more. Why $20, you ask? Well, it's simple. The amount that won't put too much stress on folks' lives, that is the minimum amount that this platform will accept. And for those who have the means to contribute more, we have created some special mint to excite at the bottom. The film Tennessee Whiskey is more than just a realistic drama film. So basically, it's a story of a man's love of a woman he met in a long-distance relationship and what he will do to protect the love as they meet in person and what follows after their first meeting. The story centers around Lucas, who has driven 6 hours with his brother Jason with him to enjoy the weekend with a woman he met online. Lucas sees his son sees that Jason is nervous about being in a new relationship and helps his brother out. Following the film on YouTube coming soon and to the streaming platform soon. So Jason Gritty is a 23-year-old young man who believes God sent him to his perfect always. He is meant to be a lovable character to who the audience can relate. Any similarities to another rom-com movie here are completely coincidental. So there are other people casted: Lucas Gritty, Amy Bloomington, 32-year-old young lady who met Jason on a dating app after being ghosted by several other people. Jason finds her attractive and they hit it off 2 weeks later. Sean, who is 33 years old, best friend to Jason, is guild to help and support Jason by also this real with him on his journey. Jamie, a 28-year-old female best friend to Sean and Jason, gives her input from a woman's point of view. She's tall, blonde hair. Erin is 19 and younger, sister to Lucas and Jason, friends with Jason and Jamie as she helps them same way as Lucas. Jack, tall, bald, black guys, slim, a bartender friend of the group that has been casted. So here is the link. Elijah and Carly have been working on storytelling for more than 10 years. A little note about the director. Between writing and filming, he has worked on a number of non-publications films. In 2020, he released a few documentary shorts. The film company he founded to create beautiful yet edgy stories of redemption in a damaged world. He has both written and will direct this film. If interested in seeing this, Elijah A. Carly's past work to know his quality, please visit this link to find out more. I will post this link in the notes. And they're interviewing right now and auditioning, seeking experienced crew to handle the demands for this film. So if you have any way of being a producer, investor, director, crew, behind the scenes, you name it, this film you will want to fund and get behind. It is an emotional, gut-ripping, true story, realism, and it's going to be entered into the Chicago Film Festival and other festivals, I'm sure of. So the small cast of 6 people total to ensure the quality of the film. On the GoFundMe site, it lists all the breakdown and everything else that it takes to do this film of what they are projecting. So please hit Elijah Carly on Facebook to get more details about this awesome movie. We need more movies in Hollywood. It's been crazy year between production, between COVID, between what's hitting everybody and everything. I guarantee you, you definitely want to support our indie filmmakers, our filmmakers that may be in between industry and also doing indie stuff as well. I mean, this is like the gold rush time for Hollywood and movies. We can get over the hurdles if we just help each other out, fund these movies, and just create magic to help others. So that's really all I have for this person. There's some other people I will jump on and talk about on another podcast. A couple other indie industry films. And there's just so many awesome projects I've run across by so many different artists on my Facebook page. I'm just out here to try and help promote people and make awareness of what is going on for you to be in the know and to help support and grow all these new movies. Because I don't know about you, but you have a Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, which is where some of these newer movies may be distributing on. I've just about watched everything there is. So it's because of COVID, being on leave off and on, you just kind of want to have something new. So why not go in and support these new movies, fund them, and let's make some new life happen. Hope you guys have a blessed day. Weigh in on your thoughts. You know where to hit me up. Facebook, Amanda Webb. It's your girl here. Have a good day. So, I am deciding to play a little bit song cover that I had sang. I still need a lot of practice. I write songs myself as well. But I just want to encourage you guys to just go out and do anything and everything you set your mind to. Never give up on projects. You never know who finds these projects and really likes them and wants to see them through. You can influence somebody else's life just by sharing their posts, talking about their project like I'm doing for Elijah Carley here on this podcast. I was just scrolling through my Facebook profile. I have like 5,000 friends, many different people in different industries. Music, movies, screenwriting, you name it. And I ran across this project and I fell in love with it and the story and the beauty of it. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something nice. And I'm going to just put this out here and let everybody know about it wherever I can put it out. So that's what I'm doing on here. And so you never know who is going to find your story, your publication, your idea, even if it's in pre-production or in talks or discussion. You very well may score what you desired. That's all it takes is for somebody. So you never know who's watching, who's really liking what you're putting out. So don't quit. Don't just throw in the towel and be done. It may take 5 years from now for it to be done. Never quit. Never stop, because you never know who's listening.